The buzz was palpable at Internet Week New York, one of the best-attended festivals of digital culture anywhere. With over 300,000 workers employed in New York's technology sector and nearly $2 billion in venture capital invested in dot-com and online companies, Internet Week is one of the most closely watched events in the wired world. Festival Chairman David Michel Davies is director of the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences, which presented Internet Week in partnership with New York City's mayor's office. He says online platforms such as smartphones are sparking a second digital revolution for consumers and creating a potential bonanza for startup entrepreneurs.
Since we have these new platforms, they're just ripe for people to come in and make them even more useful. Like, how can we make your mobile phone become more useful? How can it improve people's daily lives? And obviously we've been doing this on the web for decades at this point, but there's still room for that. And there's so much room and space that can still be explored.
Case in point. Foodspotting.com, one of the honorees in Time Inc.'s 10 Startups to Watch program, keyed to Internet Week New York. Online restaurant reviews have been around for years, Davies says. But Foodspotting allows people to upload reviews of particular dishes along with photos of their meals.
I love barbecue, so where can I get the best brisket? You know, you can go into Foodspotting and actually search brisket in New York City, and you can see pictures of all the different brisket dishes at all the different barbecue places with ratings and so forth. For their business model, if they have everybody in the world or everybody in New York City going to Foodspotting to decide what they're going to eat, that's an amazing group of people. Those are people that restaurants want to reach and people who are like marketing lifestyle service and so forth.
Groups of friends who want to ensure that no one gets lost on the way to that special out-of-the-way restaurant can use GroupMe, another new online site that allows free group messaging to and from any mobile phone, almost like a private chat room. Those who simply want to relax at home watching TV but are unsure what to watch might want to try socialguide.com. With Social Guide, viewers can use a mobile device to post comments about a show while they're watching it. Social Guide then ranks the show based on its social popularity. Co-founder Sean Casey says the site offers people information and the experience of online community while also offering his partners and investors huge potential profits.
The business side is that anytime anybody is talking about TV as TV airs, we're capturing that conversation. So that data is very, very important to a bunch of people. Networks are interested in that data. Advertisers are interested in that data. So our plan is to create a data product that we can sell back to networks and to advertisers so they can know what are the most socially engaging TV shows that people are liking and talking about.
Other consumer-oriented startups include Yipit, which consolidates online bargains and makes them available in one searchable database, and Ayella, an invite-only website that allows fashion lovers to put their wardrobes online and to buy, swap, sell, or lend their clothes to other fashionistas. Buyers pay a 10% transaction fee that benefits their favorite charities. What about a quick and easy way to pay the bills? Today's online consumers have a host of passwords and usernames. Those can be difficult to remember. They also have to use myriad website portals to their various online accounts, with banks, utility and wireless providers, airline travel programs, and so on. Managing those accounts is time-consuming, while paper mail can create clutter and missed payments. Enter Manila, a secure, free online service that consolidates all household accounts onto one page, accessible through a single password, and offers payment reminders. Jim Scanella, a Manila co-founder, says that businesses like this arrangement too.
Businesses today spend tons of money and really tons of waste and paper and postage. The internet's been around for 15 years, and on average, only 15% of bills are actually paperless. And that's not including statements and all these other things. And it's costing businesses a fortune. So for a business, we create this wonderful relationship.
Just which .com ideas will produce the next Google, Facebook, eBay, or Netflix is anyone's guess. But it was clear from the excitement at Internet Week New York that the desire to digitally connect with others for fun or profit or both is as boundless as the internet itself. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.